content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, and I have Stephanie Toops in studio with us. Always a pleasure.
Hey.
So good to have you in studio, as I said, always. And we're going to be talking about prepping again. I absolutely love that subject. It's crazy.
It's so fun.
And crazy. It really is. So I went to the sound healing last night, and that was really cool.
I saw that on your Instagram. That was amazing.
Marie fell asleep.
That's not a bad thing.
No, that's not a good thing. And I can't tell you how I know, but she did. She fell asleep.
But it was funny.
It was funny.
Wow. And she went into a deep state.
She went into a deep state. And then I ran into some old float customers of mine.
Oh, nice.
There as well. So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And so Carla Palmer is getting ready to open her little float place. And so, yeah, I directed them to that. And it's all good.
It was just such
a feel-good thing.
Yeah.
And then when
she played yesterday for like 4 minutes,
yep.
I was like, okay,
yeah,
I need to do a long session.
Well, guess what? I think we might be having one at my home.
Oh, that'd be cool. Am I invited?
Of course you are.
Okay, great.
Because I'm coming. Because I have the space and our floors are, you know, concrete and you put down all these yummy blankets. You should have been there. It was really cool. What are yummy blankets? Yummy blankets are just like, they had these big, cuddly, fuzzy plaid folly blankets
and it
was at the V12 yoga studio down on South Harwood and it was just really cool. It's a nice yoga studio. If anybody's new in Dallas looking for a great or just lives
V12,
and it's upstairs, and it was kind of funny, and you know, they have a lot of beautiful windows, so as you were laying there listening to this music before you drifted off, it was very much like floating in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It really was. And you cry. It makes you cry, the sound healing. I woke up and I was like a raccoon. You know, when she was done, I had big black underneath my eyes from
just laying
there, crying, letting emotions out.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
I'm sure that's really liberating.
It is very cathartic, very nurturing is all I can tell. I'm gonna get some of those yummy blankets too.
Yummy blankets.
I'm gonna go back there and find out where they ordered them or got them from.
I love it.
You'll see when you see one. You'll see. But you know, we've got Maura Davies on the line. Love having her on this show. She is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. That is the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of North Texas. Today we're talking about veganism and responsible pet ownership. Maura, how are you doing today?
Hi, doing great.
Well, you know, it's funny that I didn't know we were talking about this, but I was watching a Joe Rogan last weekend. I went on I watched like three of his shows in a row. He's so funny. But one of his comedy bits is about tree huggers and vegans that don't feed their cat meat, any kind of meat or protein, animal protein, and how it's killing them, basically. It's really, really devastating for their health, right?
It is, actually, yes. There are several different types of animals that are either carnivores or they are omnivores. And specific to cats and dogs, veterinarians would not advise you to switch them to a vegan diet.
Oh, no.
No. There are some animals that are natural herbivores.
Yeah.
But for dogs and cats specifically, it goes against their whole physiology to eat meat. So dogs prefer meat, but they're omnivores.
Right.
So, you know, for example, if your dog eats dog food and you might give them, say your dog really likes, a little bit of a carrot for a treat, that's okay. Cats, however, are strict carnivores, and they can have some serious health issues that come up if you do not give them meat.
Yeah, Rodney Habib was on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's got the most popular Facebook site, if you will.
I want to say it's Planet Pause.
Planet Pause, I think, is what it is. We'll pull it up here in just a second. But, you know, he was, interestingly enough, talking about, the importance of diet for all of us. But he talked about feeding your dog blueberries and green beans and all these things, as well as with the meat, being like more of an omnivore diet like you're talking about.
Sure. Yeah. Dogs can absolutely be omnivores. Oh, gosh. I had a Pekingese growing up who loved pasta and green beans.
Okay.
Two favorite foods aside from dog food.
Well, but you know what? So that's a problem, right? What if it's, you know, we were just talking about the importance of diet with Stephanie before we went live on the show today. Do you want to share your story?
Yeah, sure.
Because it's important because, I mean, you know, it all matters. Pets are part of the family, too. Share your story.
Yeah, we were just talking about I have a 2.5-year-old, almost 3-year-old, who is still under 25 pounds. He sits right at 24 pounds. But I finally took him to see take a more holistic food approach and found that he was gluten intolerant and dairy intolerant, and he's not absorbing any nutrients. And so that's impacting his growth, which just talking about diet and what's appropriate for certain, you know, species or individuals or whatever it may can seriously impact, you know.
But he wasn't gaining any weight.
He wasn't gaining weight
at all.
And
so she took him to Shine Pediatrics. Is that where you took
him? No, I took him to Dr. Brenna, Texas Functional Medicine.
Okay.
Yeah, but Shine Pediatrics is another just pediatric group here in Dallas that's got a more holistic approach for folks that are looking for their kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wish they existed when my babies were real young.
Yep.
But the important thing I was bringing up with Stephanie's son, and this could, you know, transfer over to animals as well, as dairy and gluten. Those can't be good for pets, for animals, right?
Well, it can depend on the pets. So I've always used my example. I had a wonderful golden retriever who I'm so thankful that he lived to be 15, but I'm so sad that he didn't get to live longer. He was such a sweet boy. He developed many allergies, especially as he got older. And one of those allergies was he was allergic to wheat and grain. So I had to make sure that so he had to have a dog food that was formulated for him so that he could get all the nutrients his body needed. But he wouldn't have that massive allergic reaction, which was manifesting for him specifically as horrific skin issues, hot spots, swollen skin, just awful stuff that was very uncomfortable until we figured out what it was and then got a handle on it and got his diet changed and some other things. So it can be really scary, and it can be something as, and I'm using air quotes again, mild, as mild as an allergy. But allergies can be serious and deadly, as we all know.
I mean, yes, and just like with us, I mean, if you're feeding your dog pasta, like you said a couple of minutes ago, make sure that it's really good pasta. I don't even know about gluten-free, but definitely organic and free from glyphosate and all the toxins that are in our food now. And Rodney Habib's Facebook is Planet Pause, you're right, and it talks about increasing longevity in our pets and how to build the forever dog. I mean, they cited dogs in the YouTube video that he did. It's a fascinating video. Everyone should watch it. What was the name of it? Do you remember, Alexi?
No.
I think it's
TED Talk.
A TED Talk. How to Build a Forever Dog. That's what it is. But he had fascinating information in there about the diet and exercise and all the things that applies to us too. It's kind of funny, you know? There's so many similarities.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I haven't seen that, and I'm looking forward to looking that up now because, we want the best for our pets. They are our family members. They are our companions. They help us and they'll listen to us when no one else will. It can be just as easy as taking care of ourselves as taking care of our pets. It's just very important to be aware and understanding that there are folks out there. If there are folks out there who are looking for a pet that is vegan, there are pets out there who could adhere to a vegan lifestyle. And those would be rabbits, pot-bellied pigs, chinchillas, guinea pigs, some birds, mice, rats. Although I will tell you right now, my rats will occasionally eat this and that, but they love bananas.
That's so funny.
But no, you're right about the pasta too, and make sure that it's good quality food. It must have been good quality pasta because that dog of mine, I named her Bubblegum when I was 5. She lived to 20. So.
Well, I'm trying to remember in the video or the YouTube video with Rodney Habib, and he talks about all the starch in the dog food, and that's why we have so much obesity. Just like with humans, with all the carbohydrates, they're consuming way too many carbohydrates.
It's so important to get a good quality food, and if you're concerned about anything, absolutely speak to a veterinarian for your pet so that you can help figure it out. That's what happened with us. We had to figure it out, and it was food based. And for my dog, he had several other allergies. Poor baby. But it isn't that hard to do something. It's not as expensive as you think.
Yeah, no, you can make your own dog food. Now I have 7 and a very busy life, but I used to make dog food, a big pot of it. I used to get chicken livers or, you know, maybe some beef, and I would, make a bit like, and brown rice. I'm trying to think of what else. I would put a little garlic in there, and
a lot of people put in like carrots and peas.
Right. Yeah. The mixed vegetables, and I would make it, and it was, and we had a big reach in. And so, I made it in a big pot like once or twice a week, depending upon how many.
It's probably way cheaper.
Oh my gosh, it's way cheaper and it's fresh. You know what? I just might have to start doing it again because it wasn't really that hard. And put a recipe out on our website. But Maura, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us today. Always fun talking about
thank
our dogs
so
and cats and rats.
And cats.
All right, everyone, stay tuned. We've got a great show coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo-poo-pee-doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, Bernadette here. Wouldn't it be great if there was a place where everything was gluten-free? Well, now there is. It's the Gluten-Free Expo, and it's coming to Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Bring the whole family, take free classes, buy hard-to-find items, and get coupons and samples of hundreds of delicious gluten-free products. Get your tickets online at gfexpo.com That's gfexpo.com or at the door. Mention radio for $5 off each ticket. The Gluten-Free Expo at Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Don't forget to mention radio for $5 off each ticket. See you there.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley mic'd up and Stephanie Toops as well in studio. Stephanie Toops is a consumer advocate professional particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products. Today, we're going to be talking about 15 reasons to begin prepping. But before we do, I just want to say I'm officially old now because I have like this, I'm turning into like my grandmother, I swear.
Me too. You know, me too.
I had a picture come up on my Instagram over the break, and I'm not going to say of who, but it was two young girls, okay? Both of which I know. And I'm old because I think that it's terrible the way girls today are like hustling at like 13 years old. It's like, what the heck?
It's crazy. And I feel like it's even younger than that. We were talking over the break when you showed me that. And since I kind of dabble in the photography world, I showed them, you know, a photographer that I follow where they've got 8-year-old models that are just oversexed. And it seems just crazy to me.
Yeah, what was the name of the, can we put the photography? We don't want to say.
Probably
okay.
Better not do
all
that.
Right, I'll just tell you this. What she showed me, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. To me, it's borderline, it maybe not even borderline. Some of it is child pornography.
Yeah.
Just like 8-year-olds with hair covering up their chest in a pair of underwear. It's like, are you effing kidding me?
Yeah.
And what mother even allowed that in the first place? She needs to be examined.
That's what struck me. And then Lexi made the comment that it's social media that's driving all of this. And I do feel like it is. It's like that shock factor is gone.
It's competition. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all you get on Instagram. All you see are asses all day long. That's all you see is women's asses. Like, seriously.
And then you think, like, is it our fault that there's so much sexual harassment?
We can control it as women, what we put out
there. Think about all the men that get tricked by these girls and think that they're a certain age and then they're the ones getting in trouble. And it's like, it's a two-way street at the end of the day, but it just makes me sick.
It makes me cringe, you know, and you showed a picture of yourself when you were that same age. You know,
Good-looking girl.
Yeah, and me too. Like, I was so goofy. You know.
Braces. I had braces and a bad perm. It was the 80s, you know. Not good. But I was playing with slap bracelets and, you know, troll dolls. I wasn't, you know, out there hanging with the boy. Well, I mean, we cared about boys.
But, yeah, of course. I mean, I love boys.
I just don't think we visually were as... We were not at the level that people are operating. But I was not at the level that people are operating.
But there's
now
a difference between...
I'm still not at that level.
Yeah, no, me either. No, I mean, some of these girls at 13, I think, have more experience than I do. Yeah. Like, they know more about sex than I probably do. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Does it make you scared because you have a daughter?
Yeah, it really does. It really does. And it makes you...
And you burn, too. But I don't feel like Nia's that way.
Nia's not that way because I would never allow it in a million years.
That's true. I guess you have
My daughter's not going to be out there working at like 13, 14, 15, whatever, any age.
Yeah.
She's going to be you know, own herself and be proud of herself and not have to put herself out there sexually in order to feel fulfilled.
But that's parenting. So what I love about that is so many people and, you know, so many people are allowing parenting to occur via tablets and TV shows and social media. And your kids are, they're going to be exposed to that, right? I mean, like, you can't stop that. They're going to be exposed to it. But if they don't have, like, a voice of reason, like, right. You need to be their voice of reason. I have this friend and she's so great. She's a therapist and I was with her and her 14-year-old daughter and she told her daughter, I am your frontal cortex until you actually have one, which is when you will be 22. I am the voice in your head.
I love it.
I want you to hear me all the time. Mm-hmm. And I loved that because it's so true that you can't even really blame them because their brains are not developed enough to even understand the repercussions of the decisions that they're making. So as a parent, you have to be that voice in their head.
Right.
And you have to have been consistent and loud enough for that voice to be there when you're not standing in the room.
Absolutely. So that it sinks in.
Right.
But when are you a helicopter parent? Like when
that's a good point. I know.
When do you know you're like, okay, I'm beating a dead horse here. She's not listening to me. It's like,
I'm not there yet. Thank goodness. But yeah, you do have to give them a little personal freedom.
Yeah.
And give them a chance to screw up if they're going to or and show them that you do trust them, that you've educated them enough and given them enough confidence in their self that they wouldn't be so easily duped or persuaded by someone.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I heard a new term the other day that's called a lawnmower parent, which is
what's that?
It's like when you go in front of your kid and you mow down all the obstacles that are coming in their path. So instead of letting them solve their own,
which is not good.
Yeah, letting them solve their own issues, and now they're, you know, kids are getting into college and they get a bad grade and they don't know how to go talk to the teacher, you know, the professor about it or whatever, because their parent has solved their problems their entire life, has made all of their, you know, done everything for them. So you got to like figure out how to dial that back and start handing over that responsibility.
This makes me scared.
I know.
Yeah,
there's so much.
There is so much,
so much
and you're carrying
learn.
Your first baby. You're having a boy, not a girl, but even boys
it's a
after.
Scary
that's
world
just
for boys.
As scary too, because
it is.
You know, I mean,
I saw something on Facebook. It was like, if you're having a boy or a mother to a boy, better, you know, give him a video camera, a notepad, all these things strapped to him, so that he's always prepared to like defend himself because boys are so targeted right now. I mean, it's so true. It's scary.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll have more than one and have a girl too, but there's no easy gender.
Yeah.
No, there isn't. No. And you could be victimized no matter what sex you are.
Yeah.
You have to be really careful. So I don't know what to say.
Well,
if you're a mother, don't let someone take pictures of your kid. That was my takeaway.
Right.
Like, I couldn't believe that they're allowing that.
And keep them young.
Yeah.
Just like,
that's
feed
the
their youth.
Yeah.
It goes so fast anyway. Like, why have them grow up earlier than they
need
to?
Well, and I grew up in it. My parents were cool. They were liberal, but they were also, my father was very strict when it came to stuff like that. I can remember my older sisters were forbidden to watch like an Elvis Presley movie on television or anything. I was just a tiny thing, but I can remember my father calling Elvis Presley a whore master.
I love it. That's like my dad. Oh my gosh. That's what he calls Madonna.
A whore master.
A whore master.
On Facebook.
And I remember him one time taking one of my sisters, I don't remember which one, when hot pants were popular.
I don't
and
even
making,
know what that is.
She tried to leave the house. And, well, basically what every girl in America wears now. Yeah. All these booty shorts with their butts hanging out, going out in public. It's like, what are you doing? Did you look in the mirror before you walked out? But my father, over his dead body, would have let my sisters walk out the door like that. I remember him, like I said, pulling my one sister in and going, what do you think you're doing going out dressed like that? Take those damn shorts off, you know?
Yeah.
But and that's kind of, you know, he protected, you know, we all turned out pretty good. So
he was the voice in the head.
He was the voice in the head.
Yep.
All right, everyone. Well, we've got lots more coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. I called too many times. You can call me, baby. You can call me anytime. You got to call me.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Wellbeing Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-lang-a-lang.
Nice.
Ow!
I don't know how to do that. That was me.
I don't know it either.
This is one of my favorite songs to dance to.
Don't have no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Woo! Ow, ow! Welcome back to One Life Radio. It's all women here today.
Yeah, it's a great day.
We need some male energy.
I know.
My gosh, everyone. Welcome back, as I said, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, and Stephanie Toops. Stephanie Toops is a consumer advocate professional. She's amazing, this woman. She reads so much and knows so much. I really enjoy speaking with her on and off the air. And we've become really good friends.
Yeah.
I love that. I love making new friends. It makes me happy. But Stephanie is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. And she has always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University. She's a certified public accountant and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. And I love what we're talking about today. I really do. I'm obsessed with it now. So 15 reasons to begin prepping. I don't know where to begin. Where do you begin if you want to prepare for disaster?
Well, I think what's so awesome about this, and this is just kind of a little bit of a spin, you know, sometimes when people talk about prepping, they think it's only a doomsday scenario. So what's kind of cool about this is if you decide to take the plunge, if this sort of interests you and you get bitten by the prepper bug, it can actually benefit you in a lot of ways. You know, my sister went through a period where her husband was laid off and they were able to live on their food storage for a good period of time.
Nice.
You know? And that was awesome. So that's one of the benefits of being a prepper is you should, you know, generally you have 3 to 6 months worth of food storage in your home.
And see, so I don't even have enough for dinner.
Yeah, like. I know. So that's how I feel sometimes too.
The other night I was like, what do I have here?
Well, you know, you bring up a good point because how many of us, including me, I don't know what I'm having for dinner tonight.
Yeah. Right.
I don't.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go to Nordstrom Brazil.
Which sounds fantastic.
But if you couldn't.
If I couldn't.
Yeah.
You know, and let's just say a big storm blew through.
Right.
I couldn't. What? I mean, I've got stuff at my home, but
yeah.
Not like for like a month.
Right. Right.
You know. So
yeah.
Okay. So if I'm prepping for a month, let's
yeah.
say just the food alone, just
yeah.
for 1 month, what are some of the things that I would put in my pantry or my safe room?
Yeah. So I would start with some dry goods, things that are going to last like a good long while. So you're going to want to do like pastas that are dry, beans, potatoes, things that you can put in dry storage
What if you don't have any, if you have, so I've got a gas stove, I'm
mm-hmm.
lucky, but
yeah.
but what if you don't have a gas stove? So
yeah.
you've got no electricity, you've
right.
got no water. How do you boil pasta? Don't
yep.
you have to put stuff like nuts and seeds
yes,
and
yes.
things like that
yeah.
that can sustain you, dried fruit.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's different ways. I mean, so you definitely want to have a storage that assumes that you don't have any kind of cooking. So you kind of want a dual-based storage. One that assumes that you can cook it, one that assumes that you can't. So
mm-hmm.
If you can't cook, then yeah, you would want you would want some canned things. So canned beans, canned tomatoes, canned tuna fish is really good.
Oh yeah.
Anything
that's a good
one. Would be like protein-based. Yeah, nuts and seeds would mm-hmm. be great. Anything, you know, that you can, that's going to last a good long while. Canned fruits and vegetables as well,
well
are
and,
really good.
I'm trying to think. So like protein powders.
Uh-huh. Protein powders.
With water that you could
uh-huh.
mix to make.
Yep.
But then I guess you would throw the container out because you'd have no way to wash it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking worst case scenario.
Yeah. You're taking it all the way down the road, which I think is good. I mean, that's, you know, you kind of start back up at the front and you kind of work your way down that way, you
mm-hmm.
know. But I think starting with staples that you do eat is a way to make it affordable for people, because a lot of times whenever you start getting interested in something and it becomes a hobby or whatever
yeah.
it is, it's, you know, okay, what's your budget?
Right.
You know, and so you want to start with, okay, I'm just going to buy a couple of extra cans at the grocery store and start building up my
mm-hmm,
storage,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you don't have the ability to do that.
Well, protein bars too, they're a great source.
So protein bars are really great. So we're talking about go bags and stuff too. So if you're packing a go bag, which is what you would call like a bug out bag or a go bag, those are generally like a 24 to 48. So there's some really, really great things for those. Like, yes, like protein bars would be good. Granola bars would be really good for that. There's Good to Go is a brand that does like dehydrated foods. They have like a Mexican quinoa bowl. It's $7. It's 700 calories. It's just an example of something.
Where do you
that
get
you
it?
Could,
at like REI or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can get your online places. But so
I love
like
REI.
You can get like nutrient dense things. So that lasts 2 years and it weighs only 6 ounces. So you're wanting for things that are light, that are easily travel, that will travel easy with you. But yeah, like Lara Bar does a cashew cookie. they, like a lot of those bars are really good. Mm-hmm. That if as long as they're nutrient dense, you want to make sure that you get one that's got protein, fiber, like all the things that mm-hmm. you're kind of looking for. Don't just go get like a Quaker chocolate chip granola bar, right?
Yeah, because you don't want to get sick. You want to be sure you've got good quality. Yes. I'll put some Soul Good bars by Sun Warrior in my to-go bag.
Perfect. Yeah.
But what was I going to think? It was something I was thinking. I've got my head's all over the place thinking about survival of the fittest.
Yeah, well, I mean, because that's what happens. Like, that's what happens. So those are really good. So if you're looking at, like, a go bag, that's what you would want, something portable, like those, you know, those
Soul Good Bars. They should do, like, a survivalist
class in either high school or college where you learn how to cook if you're stranded, or you learn how to like pack for your family, things like that. They should really do that.
I mean, I don't know if they
cook, period.
I mean, I don't even know if they have home ec anymore. Like we had it when I was a kid, but Emmy came home the other day asking if she could join Cub Scouts, and she was like, they teach you how to fish and how to shoot bows and arrows, and I was like, that actually sounds really great. We should explore Cub Scouts. So, you know, I don't know if that's where their kids are getting it or whatever, but.
Well, and girls need to learn that stuff too. But they don't teach, Girl Scouts the same thing.
I feel like they don't. And so that was a question I had, and I know I'm getting off topic, but when she came home, she had a sticker for Cub Scouts. And so I didn't know if they had merged that. Like if it's all boys and like, is it, I know they allowed girls in, but I don't know. I didn't want her to be the weird one. I mean,
Yeah, no, I get it.
But
they should be teaching them the same.
Yeah, I mean, it's all of those skills I want her to know. I just don't want her to be the, you know, the only girl showing, you know, crashing the boys' party.
Yeah,
so, anyway.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a bunch of great skills. So,
okay, so tell us about how you became involved in prepping. Okay. I'm curious.
Yeah, so this all started for me way back. You know, I grew up in an LDS family, which they generally promote food storage, and so I grew up in kind of that background. And then
why did they do that? Do you know the history behind it with the Mormons?
I do. I'll probably get it a little bit wrong, but I think ultimately what they want is, you know, they've got sort of like a not a doomsday scenario in mind, but I think they have a forward-looking thought that at some point there's going to be some kind of event where people are not going to be able to sustain themselves. Mm-hmm. And so they want their folks to be prepared for that. And then from the standpoint of what I talked about, like just the things that come along in life that you don't know that's going to happen, like unemployment, a financial emergency, you know, your car breaks down and you have to buy a new car and now you can't buy groceries. I mean, it's all about you call it prepping, but really it's preparation for life.
That's one of
it's
the reasons.
Planning.
What? That's one of the reasons that I bought my Subaru. I'm being completely, totally honest here, because my Porsche, the wheels are so sensitive.
Yeah.
Was always breaking down.
Yeah.
Not to mention how expensive those wheels were. I'm like, this is BS. Yeah. I got to get a reliable car, something if I need to like get out of a dangerous situation that I can. And that's important too, isn't it? The car that you drive.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really important. I think that's important. Too. That's funny that you say that about expensive wheels, because that's exactly those expensive sports cars, like twice the price.
Yeah. And such a waste of money.
Yeah.
And then you become like, I don't trust my car.
Yeah.
It's like having a bad boyfriend or something. You know,
you want to have something reliable.
I want something reliable that I can count on that's going to bring me safety, you know?
Yeah. The other thing that's great about prepping is you can take advantage of, like, it helps with your budgeting, because you can, when stuff's on sale, like you can, you know, if it's, you know, 10 cans of beans for $10, great, I can do that, you know, and I can put some in my storage. And
right. So
you can take advantage of sales, and it gives you the ability to kind of budget a little bit better. So I love that. Like that gives you that
leeway. Well, and beans aren't horrible when they're cold.
No. I mean, if we're in a doomsday scenario, you're going to be happy you have food.
You're going to be happy you've got one bean, let alone a can of beans.
What the deal is.
Yeah.
You know, fires, like, if there's a house fire, if you've got some, I keep my stuff separate from my house.
Yeah.
Or I have it ready to go. Like mine is all kind of prepped together. So if we had to run out of our house, going back to this kind of came upon, we lived in an apartment and there was a fire in the apartment. We had to leave with our babies. Mm-hmm.
Do your kids think you're a little crazy?
They don't. But so I.
It happens. really know. My family home burnt down to the ground when I was 4 years old, and I remember because I went to live with my godparents, and it was a very difficult time for our whole family. We were completely separated.
Yeah, I'm sure that was super traumatic.
Yeah,
yeah. I try to make it fun for my kids. I don't really say like this is in case the world, you know. I mean, we talk about like, oh, these would be like our camping if we went camping for the weekend. This is your bag. This is what you would have. This is, and things were different. Like when my babies were babies, like I had a lot of different products. I had, you know, one of the things that used to worry me is that we wouldn't be able to like carry them, right? Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be able. So I had, you know, slings and packs so that we would be able to wear them if we needed to, like wear them on the front, wear backpacks on the back.
Okay, so I got to tell the audience that you're so into this. I won't say crazy because, you know, it's crazy good what you do. She's got a thing on her keychain in case she has to break the window if her car goes underwater.
I mean, I'm just saying that's a scenario that could happen.
It could happen.
Yeah, so that's one of the other things I think that's great to have in a go bag is they have like tools that are like multi-purpose tools. So yes, like this thing I have on my keychain.
And you got to carry a knife in case you have to kill a bear or something, right?
Kill a bear. It cuts your seatbelt, which is awesome because a lot of times your seatbelt gets jammed and then you put it against the window and it will bust through the window. You're supposed to be able to get out of your car within 60 seconds if you ever go into a body of
water.
That's
like one of my biggest fears.
I do drill my kids on that. Can you get out of your car seat in 10 seconds if mommy needs you to?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we just race. They think it's fun. I mean, they just
like, who's going to win?
She's a mother prepper.
Yeah. Gosh, I've never been called that before.
We've got lots more coming up, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know, when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know pigeons mate for life and are devoted to their families? Their vision is far better than that of humans. They have excellent memories. Their navigational skills are astoundingly complex, and they're able to recognize their own reflection in a puddle or mirror. Eugene Field wrote this tender lullaby. Sleep, little pigeon, and fold your wings, little blue pigeon with velvet eyes. Sleep to the singing of mother bird swinging, swinging the nest where her little one lies. With 8 children of his own, perhaps Mr. Field found in pigeons, with their excellent parenting skills, the same protective, nurturing bond he felt for his own family. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by seeking help for any injured bird we encounter.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I will understand.
You sing it, sister.
I can't stop today for some reason.
No, I love it.
Diamond's in there killing it.
Let yourself be free. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors that bring this great programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. I just love my Sun Warrior. I really do.
Yeah.
Like, plant-based protein for me is the way to go. And I get my protein from other sources, but I love Sun Warrior. And the Soul Good bars that I talked about earlier, they have a blueberry blast one. I bought a case for Jill Lane, by the way, a couple of weeks ago, just as a kind of like a thank you gift. She loved them.
Oh, awesome.
And they have a great profile, so they can be in your prepper bag.
I like it.
And so, but and then we'll talk more about prepping here in just a sec. I want to give a big shout out to the H-Hemp Company. Use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order. And of course, Paleo Magazine. I've got my copy right here. And the Wellbeing Journal, both fine publications for some of the leading cutting edge best advice on diet, nutrition for your body, spirit, your mind, for your whole life, and that includes your children too if you have them. And of course, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. They are a fabulous organization, and Sean Wells is a fellow of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Check him out online. And also, I want to let you know that the gluten-free and allergen Friendly Expo is like a gluten-free Disneyland. It's on October 27th and 28th at Dallas Market Hall. Go to our website for 30% off your tickets, and we will be there. I'm looking forward to it. It's just in a
same weekend as the Veggie Fair, so there's a lot going on in Dallas.
We're
going
to be at the Veggie Fair, and we're going to be at the Gluten-Free Expo
Market. Getting lots of free samples.
Yeah.
Love
that
it.
Was fun last year.
Yeah.
The Veggie Fair, too. Get to drink a little beer.
Yeah, they had live music.
Oh, that sounds really great.
It was really fun. Yeah. It was really fun.
And it's like finally feeling nice in Dallas.
Yeah.
So the heat feels to be outside is great.
The heat
awesome.
Is off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all great sponsors, and we appreciate them so much. And I appreciate you being in studio with us. Always a pleasure. Stephanie Toops is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products. She's also a certified public accountant and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. So we're talking about prepping, 15 reasons to begin prepping. So give us some reasons why we should. How about that?
Okay, yeah. So we talked a little bit about, like, just if you lose your job, saving money with your budgeting. We talked about, so medical emergencies is another thing that can pop up where, you know, a lot of these are just financially related where you're like, okay, I can't, you know, something has thrown me out of whack that I didn't foresee that has caused a problem. So that's
You should always have some salt.
Yes.
I'm thinking of my dad right now. My dad, like, always he said, you know, you can clean wounds with it. You can do everything.
You can melt ice.
You can do anything. Put some salt in your car, right?
Yeah.
So absolutely. I grew up in upstate New York. Yeah. So, you know, salt was a big deal.
Salt does, salt is good.
Yeah.
Natural disasters. We talked a little bit about this. We got Hurricane Michael going right now, you know? I mean, so there's
so many people.
So many things that... natural disasters. We'll get into the winter here and then people will be snowed in. That makes a complete, you know, different sort of thing. So natural disasters are something to definitely think about. Power outages. We talked briefly about that last week when we did the show. But power outages, huge, huge, huge. And that can come from anything. I mean, that
can be. Do you believe in having a generator in your house? I do.
I do. I do.
If you can afford it. And you should save for it if you don't. Yeah. And then they have this great little... I don't know what structure. I don't know what it's a portable gas tank.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it in your pickup and fill it up. I don't have a pickup, so I'd have to borrow one. But you can house, I think, 20 to 30 gallons and, like, put it in your garage in case you need it to gas up your cars or your generator in a power outage, right?
Yeah.
A good investment.
Both of those are really great things to have. I mean, really and truly, we do not realize how dependent we are on electricity until you start taking that out of it. I mean, the grocery stores, even if you have fresh food, everything that's fresh spoils, right? So, I mean, you want to keep your refrigerator closed. You want to do all those things, but you lose power and you start to really get in trouble. So that's a big one.
You know, you're just making me think of a tip. So, you know, like when you travel, if your power's been out, even just for a couple of hours, because, you know, you put a penny on the top of a glass of water or something, and then if your power is out long enough for the ice to melt and the penny to drop to the bottom of that container, you know that when you get back that you've had a power outage.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Because interestingly, my freezer broke this week, and Thad and I've been going back and forth on, did this stuff thaw? Do we need to throw all this stuff away? And it's, you know, we do ButcherBox, and so we have a ton of expensive meat in our freezer. And we're like, oh, we don't want to throw this away. That's a great idea.
It's a great idea,
to keep in your freezer all the time.
I saw it on Facebook or somewhere. I don't know.
Don't you love social media?
Yeah.
You love it in you.
No, it is helpful sometimes.
Yeah. So those are some good things. Back to, like, talking about, like, the bug out bag. You know, we talked about cooking, but one of the things that you can throw in a bug out bag would be some cookware. So hopefully if you're in a bug out situation, you also want some fire starter type stuff. But there's some really great cookware that you can get your hands on that is that's made out of titanium. So it's super light. And so that would be the kind of cookware that you would want to have either in your home or in your bug out bag for cooking.
Yeah. Sounds expensive.
Well, you know, the bug out bag with the products that I recommend is about $1,200. But that would be a complete, completely. And that's with cookware.
How much is peace of mind worth?
Right. So I think it's definitely worth it. One of the other things you want to think about is water. Water is a really big thing. I always tell people.
Number one.
Yeah. First thing you do is you go fill all your, you fill all of your bathtubs and your sinks, any reservoir that you can in your house with water as soon as you can. Worst comes to worst, you can drink water out of your bathtub.
Or your toilet if it gets down to
worst
that.
Worst comes to worst.
Yeah.
But then also you want to, if you're not going to be staying in your home, you're going to want some kind of water filtration. So you can get purification tablets, which you can drop into water. So those are pretty easy, pretty portable. Like if you're, you know, out and you're having a drink, they also have like small filters. They're called, Sawyer is one of the brands that does those, but they're mini little filtration
I've
systems
seen them.
And
mm-hmm.
you can actually like drink out of a straw, right out of, you know, out of a toilet. If you had to, it would filter the water. And so those are both things that I recommend in your bug out bag because you can, certainly water is incredibly, incredibly important.
So are we going to be able to put this bug out bag ingredient list, or not ingredient? See, I'm so used to cooking, itemized list
we
in our newsletter.
Sure. I can put that together for you guys. Absolutely. For sure. Oh, and then talking about the bag itself, one of the things Thad used to make fun of me because I had this super cute like sequin bag. He's like, that is not functional. And he's right. It really wasn't functional. So you want to look for a lot of the
bags. But it was cute.
It was totally cute. I'm like, it makes me happy. And it that's going to be half the battle,
well,
right?
It may help you stay calm. It's like, everything's okay here. Yeah. I got my shiny bag.
I got my
bag.
Sequins and we're good.
Oh my gosh. Well, we'll talk more about this. This is a really good subject. It is. You know, I'm looking at some of these notes we didn't get to, but ordinary violence, how you should be prepared for that.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Been there, done that. Been in a shootout several times, and it's important to know how to react and what to do, what not
to
do.
That's a great point,
But always great having you in studio, Stephanie Toops. You can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com. You know what? I just love doing this show. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. You know, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.